بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيأتونه فيقول: يا آدم، أنت أبو البشر، خلقك الله بيده ونفخ فيك من روحه. In this hadith that we have started, that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam explained that on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the leader of all of mankind, yeah, in this world also, and of course on the day of Qiyamah also. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam explained how the sun will be just above the heads of people, and how hot it will be, and people will be in great severity and great difficulty. And when they will see that there is no way out, they will realize we just have to intercede and beg of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala starts the proceedings at least. For that, they will discuss among themselves, and they said the best person to intercede for us is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then they will go to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and they will say to him, Ya Fayaqul, فيقولون يا آدم أنت أبو البشر. O Adam, you are the father of all of mankind. It is from you where mankind started. Before that there was no human being anywhere. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was in Jannah, and then Allah Ta'ala sent him to this dunya. But before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no human being whatsoever. You are the father and the initiator of the whole of mankind. It is befitting for you that you intercede for us. Khalaqakullahu biyadi. Allah Ta'ala created you by His own hand. Na'uzu billah, Allah hasn't got hands and bodies or anything like us. Laysa kamithlihi shay. There is nothing that is like Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In other words, Allah created you in a special form, and that has come to be known as Ashraful Makhluqat. The best of the creations of Allah Ta'ala is man. And man is that great creation of Allah. If he just ponders a little bit within himself, he will realize the existence, the qudrat, the power, the great wisdom, and every quality of Allah man can realize or realize by just considering himself. Man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabba. A person who has recognized himself will recognize who Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is and how great Allah Ta'ala is. وَنَفَخَ فِيكَ مِنْ رُوحِهِ. And then Allah Ta'ala blew into you of His spirit. That is, Allah put His ruh in you. Allah put the ruh in Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, by which life came into Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Just like every child is formed in the womb of the mother, but there is no life in it until Allah puts the ruh in the child, then life comes into that child. وَأَمَرَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ فَسَجَدُوا لَكَ. And Allah Ta'ala commanded the malaika, and that they must make sajda for you. Allah commanded the whole of the angels, the malaika, to make sajda for Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The general and more accepted view is that this was a sajda ta'zimi, a sajda of respect and of honor of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, not a sajda of ibadah. No, na'uz billah, that was right out of the question, that your ibadat is solely and only for Allah. And sajda is one such ibadat which shows great, great respect and honor. So that is solely, only for Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and for nobody else. However, some ulama have written also, just as we make sajda only for Allah Ta'ala, but we do it in the direction of the Kaaba, our Qibla, in that direction we make sajda. So here also the sajda was only for Allah Ta'ala, but it was in the direction of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was like the Kaaba, and they faced Adam alayhi salam and they made sajda, but that sajda was also only for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when they making that sajda, shaitan refused to make sajda. Shaitan was not from amongst the malaika, amongst the angels. But he had made so much ibadat of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala, though he was a jinn, but Allah raised his position and allowed him to stay with the malaika. So this command of sajda, which was for the malaika, included shaitan also. Because at that time he was with the malaika. But he was never an angel, he is a jinn, and he was always a jinn. وَأَسْكَنَكَ الْجَنَّةِ And Allah Ta'ala made you to stay in Jannah. When you were first, Allah created you, then you were staying in Jannah. So what a great honor you have. أَلَا تَشْفَعُ لَنَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ So won't you make such a sifarish, intercede for us by Allah Ta'ala, that we can't take the severities and the hardships of this day of Qiyamah. Please go and intercede by Allah Ta'ala. In reply, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَلَا تَرَى إِلَى مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ وَمَا بَلَغَنَا The people said, Oh Adam alayhi salam, don't you see in what difficult and hard conditions we are? We are here on the plains of Medan-e-Hashar, where Allah has gathered us, where it is so extremely hot and we are in great difficulty. فقال آدم عليه الصلاة والسلام said إن ربي غضب اليوم غضبا لم يغضب قبله مثله that my Allah on this day is so angry that he was never ever so angry before that and this anger does not overtake Allah Ta'ala like if we become angry many times then we don't know what we're saying how we're talking how we're behaving And so there is nothing that can overtake Allah. Allah is under, everything is under the control of Allah Ta'ala. Many times in compassion and kindness also, we do wrong things which we should not be doing. That condition has overtaken us and we felt we were too kind and too soft with somebody. But with Allah, there is no question of that. Unless no condition can ever overtake Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Anyway, he said that Allah has been so angry today, he was never so angry before. وَلَا يَغْضَبُ بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ And never after this will Allah be so angry again. But today Allah is very, very angry that he gave us all his ni'mat and we disobeyed him. We did not even think of him. In fact, to the extent that we denied, there are people who deny the existence of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala, today you have come back to me and your report is so bad that you did not even believe in me and you denied my existence. People who go to the extent, na'uzu billah, of swearing Allah Ta'ala. So all this, Allah will be very angry. وَإِنَّهُ نَهَانِ عَنِ الشَّجَرَةِ فَأَصَيْتُ And Allah Ta'ala forbade me, He prohibited me from eating of a certain tree and I erred in that matter. Yeah, also ulama write that there is a certain tree, whichever tree it was that Allah forbade Adam alayhi salam to eat. And Allah meant thereby not only that particular hadhihi shajara, this tree, but all the species of that tree. Like we have, for example, a mango tree, and then there are thousands of mango trees in the world. We have an apple tree, there are thousands of apple trees in the world, millions of them. So Allah Ta'ala said, don't eat of this tree. And Allah meant all the species. But Adam alayhi salam heard and he thought that particular tree he's not allowed to eat, but he can eat from the others which are of the same species. So that mistake he made, but that was also too much for him. He could not tolerate it. From this also, ulama write that it is not permissible to speak ill of any Nabi, any Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. To say that he committed a sin, this we should never ever say. It should never come on our tongues. They were people whom Allah had protected. However, they could have erred, made a mistake. In their understanding, they could make a mistake, but that they disobeyed Allah. فَنَسِيَ آدَمْ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا Adam alayhi salatu wasalam forgot, he made a mistake. But it wasn't his intention to disobey Allah Ta'ala. And that is also what we should have. We might make mistakes, but it shouldn't be that I want to disobey Allah Ta'ala. Mistakes can be made, but we don't disobey. We have that in us that I want to disobey Allah. That is a very serious thing. Nafsi. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm worried about myself. Where I'm going to intercede for you people, I'm worried about myself. Idhabu ila Nuhin. Go to somebody else who can intercede for you. Go to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. But I'm not in a position that I have the courage to go up to Allah and that I may make sifarish and intercede. In front we read that the people then go to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and what he says. وَعَفِرُ الْأَوَانِ